You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. If you've been apartment hunting in Seattle lately, no doubt you've noticed that prices are going up.
I would say that right now in Seattle, we have an affordable housing crisis. It's a real problem.
That's Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. He's leading the council's effort to build more affordable housing here.
Seattle is creating a lot of jobs right now, which is a great thing. Some of those jobs are good-paying jobs, but some of those jobs are low-wage-paying jobs. We're also creating a lot of housing right now. As many as 10,000 new units of housing will come online this year. But all of that housing is affordable only to high-wage workers. We're not creating any housing for the low-wage workers. And so that gap between the low-wage jobs we're creating and the absence of any market rate housing that's affordable for low-wage workers, we think is about 28,000 units over the next 20 years.
Councilmember O'Brien wants to create those units by charging developers a fee for new commercial or residential buildings. The city would then spend that money on housing for people with low and moderate incomes. The city council calls this a linkage fee. Real estate appraiser Richard Hager thinks this is a bad idea. He told me why rents are going up in the first place.
The best way to look at it is at the most basic core, and it's supply and demand, pure and simple from that. That's your biggest impact on prices, no matter what they are. And within King County, you have about 1,900 people moving to King County specifically every single month. And so as people come, there's only so much space. We have mountains, rivers, lakes, you know, everything else. And so you get crammed in tighter and tighter. So supply and demand is your major impact right there.
Seattle City Council is considering these linkage fees, what they call linkage fees. How do you think that they will affect the rental prices?
It'll drive them up. Pure and simple, no matter what your costs are, whether it's for concrete, lumber, building permit fees, you know, more fees, they call them linkage taxes, whatever, those fees will be paid by the builders and developers and immediately passed on to the people who rent. So nothing is for free. Somebody has to pay for it. And what it'll be is the cost or the rent of some units will go up, while others goes down. And unfortunately, what that amounts to is a greater segregation between rich and poor. You separate them.
Well, here's what Seattle City Councilmember Mike O'Brien told us about how his proposed linkage fees would affect rental prices.
The market is going to charge or demand whatever rent they can. And so we see right now landlords that have buildings that have been up for a number of years are continually raising their rents, not because their costs are going up, but because they can charge higher rents and get away with it.
So that's what Mike O'Brien says, that landlords can just up the rent because they can. But if they could just charge more, wouldn't they do that already?
Well, that's somewhat of the issue is, you know, they're saying that you can just charge whatever you want. Well, no, you can't. There is a certain competition that occurs out there. And if everybody's cost, every new apartment building, condominium, housing, whatever it is, if everybody's cost is increased, then all of the rents will go up. Renters have no choice. If they want to rent in Seattle, you have to pay it. And the moment a government starts to get involved with that, you see this across-the-board increasing of costs, even though the cost of concrete, land, and others haven't gone up. So, yeah, everybody's going to pay, and if they can't pay, then they'll have to move to Renton or Puyallup and, hey.
Or maybe even further out.
Further.
I'm speaking with Richard Hager. He's a real estate appraiser and real estate consultant. The city of Seattle hired consultants, and those consultants determined that this linkage fee would not affect profitability for developers who are working on new buildings. Do you agree with that determination?
I would agree that you can raise your cost or permit fees or whatever they are, and the builders, they're still going to make the same profit margin, but somebody's got to pay. And that's the thing is everybody thinks, well, it's the evil developer and he or she has to pay for it. The reality is it's us, the people who live in these units. And in any fluctuation of cost, again, hard costs or soft, is passed on to the people who rent.
Have you spoken to developers about this?
I will tell you, most of the builder developers, not all, but most, they don't want increased costs. They are fighting to keep costs down, whether it's a permit fee, parking spaces, whatever it is, they fight to get those costs down because it means their profit margins. But they also go, you know, at some point in time, I got to live with what's going on in Seattle. You will also see a lot of developers, builders that simply won't come here or to Mercer Island because it's such a pain in the tuchus to do it. They'd rather go to North Bend or Everett or wherever because it's just easier.
By many accounts, and I might even say most accounts, Seattle does face an affordable housing crisis. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the lowest income people. I'm talking about employed, mid-range people being able to afford to live here. What role do you think developers should play or could play in keeping Seattle affordable?
Well, all of the builders, whoever they are, they come here because there's a need. They don't go somewhere there's nobody buying. They go to wherever there's a need, and the population is crying out for more housing units. The only way to keep costs down is to provide, prevent people from moving here. Okay, let's get rid of Amazon and Microsoft and say, boo-hoo, go somewhere else. Yeah, that'll work. Prevent people from coming here. They keep flowing in no matter what. So your supply and demand is here. So the only other way to do it is to build as many housing units, as ugly as that sounds, to build as many as you can within certain limits, to provide it. And if you could bring in a lot of housing units, if you could just wave a wand and have 10,000, all of a sudden your rents would go down.
So if the linkage fee is not the answer, allowing builders to build more is?
Yes. Some of the solutions are to build more units, absolutely, without a doubt, allow more construction, some deregulation, not completely throw the door open, but make it a little bit quicker. The average builder is taking 3 years to get their permits through the city of Seattle and other government agencies. If that could be shortened, the permit process a little more streamlined, they would reduce costs. If you could build more units, it would keep the cost down.
Richard Hager is a real estate appraiser and consultant. The Seattle City Council approved the linkage fee proposal last month. The legislation will be drawn up by the Department of Planning and Development, and a first draft is due out next June.